I can't believe this is the final time we will be breaking down the ins and outs on a football Friday and the final time for the Unlocks of the Week. And you're bringing in the heavy hitters. He's been doing the morning show all week. He's on a different schedule. I think he's been trying to avoid me, so he's probably happy about that. How are you, Nittany Lion Mike Fiegelman? Have you missed us?
I have, very much. You and Harris both.
You have. That's good news. I'm happy to hear that.
I mean, I love the morning show, but very different energy with you two.
I can totally understand that. And we all have something to play for here. And look, Harris has run away with the standings. Congratulations, Harris. No matter what happens in Super Bowl 54, you are the champion. You'll be treated to a nice meal. We will make sure we take care of you. But what you are playing for, my friend, is to avoid the 40th loss on the year.
That is right. I'm sitting at...
I might have hit 40, by the way, by November at this rate.
Right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm at 56, 39, and 1, and I definitely don't want that 40th loss stay in the 30s for the loss column. So that's what we're looking for.
I can understand that. And for Fleegs, you had a chance at a winning season. You flushed that down the toilet with an 0-2 championship Sunday. So for you, it's the idea of playing for 500.
A winning season or not a winning season. And I threw the conference championship games just to give the Super Bowl more meaning here.
And for me, look, 5 games under 500 on the year, nothing to write home about. But we would like a winning postseason. We went 1-3 wild card weekend. We went 3-1 in divisional round. And we split the 2 games on championship Sunday. So we don't have a whole lot of variety to pick from as far as the games are concerned. So what we're going to do here, there will be a game pick. I'm going to give you a pick on the total. I'm going to give you a couple of prop bets. And you know what? Harris, do you have an MVP choice?
Wow, I haven't thought about it, but
you got some time.
I'll come up with something.
All right, you'll come up with something. So, without further ado, for the final time in this football season, a little bittersweet saying that, but hey, NCAA tournament's right around the corner. But the final edition of the world-famous JJ After Dark Unlocks of the Week. Let's get it.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this.
All right, let's get it. It's Super Sunday. It's the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't like this game. Let me just preface this by saying I don't like this game. In all of my years of picking the Super Bowl, since I've been on WFAN, this goes all the way back to that Giants-Patriots Super Bowl. This is probably the toughest call for me. I don't like the fact that a lot of short money is coming in on the San Francisco 49ers. I don't like the fact that this line hasn't moved a whole lot. But as I was sitting there on Championship Sunday watching Patrick Mahomes, and he ends up beating the Tennessee Titans, I said to a couple of buddies of mine, there's no way in the world I can fade Mahomes in the Super Bowl. So here we are at Super Sunday, and I understand the San Francisco 49ers have some advantages, but I can't fade Patrick Mahomes. I think it's his time. I think it's Andy Reid's time. I think the Chiefs have had a lot of juju working in their favor this year. That New England game was telling. Week 17 was telling. What we saw in the divisional round for a franchise that has been snake bit at home, telling. And I don't think the Niners have faced a team that can exploit them in the secondary the way the Kansas City Chiefs can exploit them. From Kelce to Hill to Watkins. I think the Chiefs are winning this game. I think it's going to be a classic. I think it's coming down to the wire. But I am rolling with the best player in this game. It will not be a repeat of Denver and Seattle. It will not be a repeat of Niners and Dolphins. Patrick Mahomes is going to be holding up the Lombardi Trophy. So, listen, Chiefs are winning. Mahomes is going to be the MVP. Now, as far as the total, I'm going against the grain here. Everybody likes the over at 54.5. Not me. I'm going with the under in this game. And let's just say, with a total of 54.5, 27-23. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, a couple of prop bets. I think our guys hit on this one. Jimmy Garoppolo over completions. I love it at 18.5. I think he's going to throw the ball a lot more. a one-yard touchdown. You got to lay some juice on this one, but the numbers back it up. I'm going to go under 1.5 for the shortest touchdown of the game. I think you get a one-yard score. The prop bet I love, cross sport, Harden, points, rebounds, assists, laying 1.5 against the longest touchdown in the game. Now we're feeling frisky. There's going to be a two-point conversion in this game. I don't know how, I don't know why, but I'm getting 2-1 on it. I'm taking it. A two-point conversion in this game, and then last but not least, of course, of course, of course, we're betting a coin toss. Come on now. What, are you kidding me? It's Super Bowl Sunday. If there's a Sunday to do it, it's this Sunday. And when we'd walk into Fagan's, there's an old adage, tails never fails. Tails ain't failing here. So, bunch of prop bets to throw you away. And I like the Chiefs and I like the under. All right, Mr. Maestro, you have been the king of the segment all year. I know the audience is dying for your pick
no
a heck of a lot more than mine
no
and
doubt.
Fleegs and K-Walls. So, good sir, take it away.
Are we? Is it 1.5? Is that the spread as we sit here now? Or
1.5, yes.
Okay.
No, actually, I have one. I have one, but I'll give you 1.5.
That doesn't
care.
Matter. Doesn't
I was going to say, I'm taking Kansas City to win. I don't care about the number. Take it away.
Okay, well, I'm taking the 49ers. I'll get there right off the bat. And it's interesting that your guest, that was Sam, right? He said Niners 27-23.
I had it
written down on my page, so we're in total agreement there.
We all have the same score with the exception of the opponent.
27-23 Chiefs, so very interesting there. I'm going to tell you what, and this relates to the Garoppolo prop bet. I think it would be hard to throw less than the 8 passes that he threw in the last game. I'm not so sure he's going to throw that much more in this one. I mean, obviously, the Niners would prefer it if he didn't, because that means the running game is tearing it up, and they've got a lead to work with. I have a feeling he'll pass more, maybe even a long one mixed in there, but it's all about the running game. They've got to make sure that's the best defense. Keep Mahomes off the field, run the football, dominate the clock. Defensively, pressure on Mahomes is huge. If the Chiefs get off to a fast start in this game, it could be over early, I would say. You might see, you will see some sort of razzle-dazzle offensively from the 49ers, maybe a flea flicker, an end around into a pass, that kind of stuff to, sort of try some trickery to, add some points that way. I look for at least one Mahomes turnover to be generated by the Niners defense as well. As far as Mahomes, if he could use his legs, get outside, as your guest said, he could be their leading rusher in this game. Pass-wise, exploit the middle. I think you may have alluded to that as well for Mahomes, but I think he's going to come up just a little short. Give me the Niners, 27-23.
And are you throwing an MVP candidate in there, Harris?
Just
not going to be Garoppolo.
Top of my head, I'm giving you Nick Bosa.
I like that. A lot of juicy odds with Nick Bosa, and we have seen a defensive lineman do it. Going back to Von Miller. All right, Mr. Fleeks.
Well, what do I get the prop bets here?
Oh, what do you got for
just,
me?
Just run down the ones you had there, and I'll give you my take on them.
You're going heads up against me. Okay,
well,
I kind of
agree with most of them.
There will be a 2-point conversion in the game.
I'll say no.
There will be a tails.
I'll say no.
All right, well, heads up there. Harden, points, rebounds, assists, laying 1.5 against the longest touchdown in the game.
You know, I heard you saying that, and I still have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so
I know
James Harden, points, rebounds, assists, you add them up. Let's say the total is 45 for those three. Then I'm laying 1.5 against the longest touchdown in the game. So if the
as
longest
far as the yardage.
Nailed it.
So it's which is going to be higher?
Correct.
I'll say Harden.
Attaboy. Jimmy Garoppolo completions, you're going under?
Under.
And then will there be a touchdown as far as the shortest margin?
A one-yarder. Just one-yard touchdown
That's
run?
It.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, you're rolling with that. All right, Mr. Fleegs, take it away, good sir.
All right, well, I've been picking against the 49ers all year. It hasn't worked out. I'm going to punch myself in the face one more time and do it. I think the Niners are. I think it's a very evenly matched game, and the Niners could easily win it. But I'm going to be rooting for Patrick Mahomes and rooting for Andy Reid, so I'll pick the Chiefs. I'm with you. I think it goes slightly under, high 40s, low 50s. Chiefs win a very close game. And for the props, I mean, we mentioned the MVP. If you're picking the Chiefs, it's hard to argue against Patrick Mahomes being the MVP, but if you're looking for value, the guy I said to you earlier in the week is the guy Harris just named with the Niners outside of the Jimmy Garoppolo value. Nick Bosa, I've seen anywhere from plus 1,800 to plus 2,000. If the Niners win this game and Bosa gets 2 to 2.5 sacks, maybe he forces a fumble or has a fumble recovery. That's the kind of game from a defensive lineman that could win him the MVP award. So I think if you're looking for value with the Niners and just trying to go a little bit off book, if you're getting close to plus 2,000 with Nick Bosa, I think it's a pretty good bet.
I like that. I mean, if you're getting 20-1 defensive lineman, wreck the game, I'm telling you, the Niners can get an MVP outside of Garoppolo. Won't happen with the Chiefs.
It's hard to imagine how the Chiefs win and they vote for anybody but Mahomes. I mean, what would a Tyrann Mathieu have to do? What would a Clark or a D Ford have, or not T Ford, what would a Frank Clark have to do to wrestle that MVP award away from Mahomes? The other props, I like most of the ones you gave. I think I'm betting all of them, maybe four
nice.
Out of five.
All right, we're riding together on that. I like it.
And a couple other ones, because I like to go really, really strange with these prop bets and kind of get you involved at every point in the game. Halftime show, A-Rod shown over a half, that's plus 155. Everything I'm giving is the dog value-wise.
Oh, I like that. A-Rod being shown during a halftime show.
I think they'll show him once.
I like that.
Another one, and this one will tie into a later one. A Patrick Mahomes, any touchdown other than a passing touchdown. I think there's a good chance you get a Patrick Mahomes rushing touchdown.
We got one in the championship
game. Maybe
the
pressure comes from the edges and Patrick Mahomes sneaks up the middle a short distance. Maybe that's the one-yard touchdown that hits your under there. It's plus 400. He has a couple rushing touchdowns this season, including 2 weeks ago against the Titans. Again, with plus 400, I just think that's a lot of value there. Will any scoring drive take less time than the national anthem? No, it's plus 170. It hit last year. Didn't hit the couple Super Bowls before that, but plus 170, I think you're getting good value. The Niners aren't a team that really strikes fast and scores quickly. If you get burned on that, it's probably going to be by the Chiefs. Total kickoff returns under 5.5. That's plus 120. When do we see games in the NFL anymore with 6 kickoff returns from the two teams combined?
Oh, so you're getting plus 120 on that?
Yeah.
I'm in on that.
Right.
I didn't see that one. I love that one.
Yeah, I had to go really far down scrolling for this
deep.
One.
I'm proud of you for that.
And this is the last one because I like to, not a cross sport. I do like the Harden one you mentioned, but this one is cross sports and entertainment with a big event happening next Sunday. Patrick Mahomes passing TDs or Joker Oscar Awards. The Joker Oscar Awards is plus 160. We know the Joker is winning one Oscar. Joaquin Phoenix is winning for Best Actor. I think Mahomes might have a rushing touchdown. Maybe he ends up with 3 total, 2 passing. I think the Joker will get to 3 total awards, so I'm going to take it plus 160. Good value there.
A little juice there with Joaquin Phoenix and the Joker. Good stuff, Mike Fiegelman. Real quick, K-Wall, you're up. First time you've been with us here for the Unlock, so you're closing out the season with a bang. What do you got?
I'm closing out the season, and on Sunday, it's going to be long overdue. Andy Reid will be getting his first Super Bowl victory after waiting 15 years from the last time that he was in the big dance. I love the Chiefs minus 1.5. And I also like the under at 54.5. I can see both defenses playing tight. It's going to be a slow game at first in the first quarter. Then you're going to see Mahomes pick up a little bit. Then you're going to see Jimmy Garoppolo start throwing the ball. He's definitely going to be throwing the ball more than 8 times, JJ. I think it's going to be a close game. It's going to be 20-17 in the fourth quarter with 10 minutes to go. The Chiefs will have the ball. And Patrick Mahomes is going to do Patrick Mahomes things, and he's going to have a good 6-minute drive, 7-minute drive. He's going to tire out that 49ers defense, and they're going to put a touchdown on the scoreboard, and that will be the icing on the cake. And Kansas City is going to be winning 27-17. Patrick Mahomes, I think, will be the MVP, but my underdog MVP is Travis Kelce. We got him at plus 2,200 at the moment. I like it. Steve Spagnuolo, I'm loyal to him. As a Giant fan and also as a Springfield College alum where I went to school.
Two for two right there.
He's my guy, and he's going to bounce back. He's already bounced back, but he's going to bring a Lombardi trophy back to Kansas City, and the Chiefs will be celebrating on Tuesday.
They have an Unlocks of the Week. I'm rolling with the Chiefs in the under. Fleegs is rolling with the Chiefs in the under. K-Wall rolling with the Chiefs in the under. And bad news for all three of us, Harris has the Niners in the under.